I'm gonna be real, I don't even know what episode we on.
So let me check.
I just know we here, we made it.
We are on
about 38, 39-ish.
You don't say.
Yeah, we out here.
Oh no, oh well, fuck it.
They know we making money though.
How much we got? Let me check the three.
We got almost 100.
Need that right now.
Almost 100.
Times is hard. So how you been? It's been a long 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know it's been a very long 2 weeks.
I thought it was like last week. You were like, yo, you tripping.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was willing to do it
weekly. And then it came up. I was like, ain't nothing happening. Can't do weekly.
Cause me,
well,
me.
Something happened, of course.
It's a lot of stuff that's been happening.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, a lot of shit happened in the past 2 weeks.
A lot
of stuff. We still ain't got no president. I know that.
Yeah, we still. Well, we do, technically.
Technically.
Well, they say he
projected.
Projected. When, I don't even know what that mean. I don't. So when does he actually win? So how you feel about this whole presidency? Like, was they on you?
They was beating my messages down. So many chain mails, all that. And it's like actual people like texting me. It ain't like bots this time. It's like actual people.
I was having people call me.
Call you. I know you said
every hour.
Someone came at your door asking you too.
Yeah. People was coming to the house, asking me to do whole surveys. They was calling me the day of. They was calling me every hour.
I ain't get all that. I ain't get all that. But you voted?
No.
No. Me
neither. Man, I'm be real, man. I didn't care regardless.
I feel it.
And but Trump is funny too. Like Trump is hilarious.
Nah, he's funny, but that's a bad person to have president. Yeah, I ain't saying Biden is way better. He's better than Trump. And I don't like Biden too much.
I don't either. I don't know if it's just me or I'm tripping, but I think Biden got dementia or something.
Dementia?
You ever, like, listen to him talk? Mm-hmm. He be, like, slurring. It, like, sound like he got dementia or whatever that brain disease is.
I think he's trying to, like, pander too much to black people.
Oh, definitely.
More in the hood saying stuff.
If you don't vote for me, you're not black.
You ain't black.
Bro, got his chill. But, I mean, it's cool, though.
How do you feel about people getting mad at you for not voting?
Man, I got cussed. Bro, I got cussed out. You know, Rose. So, I called Rose. I was at somebody's house. Mm-hmm. I can't say. But, I called Rose to help me out with something. And she, the first thing she asked me, did you vote?
Yeah, I know she voted. Yeah.
I was like, no. She was like... She hung up. She
God.
It's a few people that was like, it was heated.
Yeah.
But I was like, it had me thinking though. I was like, so what if I voted for Trump?
You ain't
voting for Trump. No, but I'm just saying like, y'all that man that I didn't.
You would have voted for Trump. Out of this house. You'd be kicked out of this house for Trump. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean, they was just. I expected Biden to win though.
I don't know. I kind of expected Trump to win, but like now I see why Biden is winning. We're predicted to win, but Trump, he ain't taking it easy at all.
Of course not.
He ain't taking it easy at all.
Yeah, Trump.
I'll stop the count.
Cause I don't even think he really care about being president. It's just the fact that he lost. To where it's like. Me?
I lost.
Bro going hard. He still going hard. Trump funny. Despite all the bad stuff he done, I enjoy these...
The memes? Nah, bro. Nah.
The wild stuff? Let's be real now.
It's funny, but it's wild. It's wild that a person with that much power is like doing like that. Man, well, to be honest, he let me down.
What you mean?
I say because like... Because, like, cause now, like, a random person, well, he ain't no random person, but, like, now, like, he was, like, the first president to be, like kind of normal person. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, just, like, a politician that was, like, been doing politics, been, like, a senator and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He was, like, the first, like, random, like, black person that's not really a politician to be elected. Now he messed it up for everybody. Because now, I think The Rock said he's going to run president. He can't do that.
I think The Rock would make it, too.
I don't think
not. Trump made it? The Rock?
I don't know. Trump messed it up for regular people.
I know. Now I can be president. Nah, they probably... They're not even going to let me get in the ballot. In office.
You know Kanye got votes, too. People have voted for Kanye.
60,000. Nah, if I would have...
You would have voted for Kanye?
I would have voted for Kanye. I don't even like Kanye.
I don't like Kanye too.
Nah, you know, you wanna know what's crazy? Kim ain't even vote for Kanye.
Who?
Kim. Oh, Kim. She yeah. Put.
I know she voted for Biden. I mean, cause she, I'm sure she didn't take it serious.
Bro, I was on Twitter. I was like, no, cause she made a whole post mm-hmm. and everything.
She had shared. She had retweeted with Kevin.
But that's wild.
Anybody vote for Kanye, bro? But like, he just...
Oh, that's how I got you on that.
Because with Kanye, it's like... He's too... I ain't gonna say, he's kind of... Petty. Well, Trump's petty as hell, too. But he's like, flip-flop petty.
Yeah.
Like, he'll do something because he mad. Or he'll do something because you say he couldn't do it.
I love the back and forth, but after a while, though, I do think it was getting kind of annoying because we went 5 days without, mm-hmm. and I don't even think we still have like.
They still ain't announced it.
Technically. They just say he projected.
Cause they ain't did the inauguration.
I don't know what's going on. I don't even know what's going on with Camilla. I know she like the first black vice president and woman vice president, but I don't know what's going on. I just don't. I try not to think about it. I just be trying to, you know, build the company, get my money.
But to be honest, I didn't want my dislike for Trump to create false love for Biden.
Yeah. That's what I feel like it is.
It's mainly what it is.
Because you don't even see nobody going hard no more. Because, you know, everybody was like, you got to pick the two of the lesser evils.
Mm-hmm. It's still evil.
But everybody... Everybody back to work now. Everybody happy. You seen dude crying. What's dude name?
Somebody's crying.
Because
Trump
this, won. No, he was crying because Biden won. This Van Jones. Now, this was very coonish to me. Bro got on TV and started crying, bro. This is beyond coonish. And I don't even call black people coons like this. But bro got on... Like, can you believe this? Oh, dang, you gotta add.
We sponsored by Hulu.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by Hulu. We sponsored by the Alexander brand, though, so, I mean, you know, y'all want some merch.
Yeah, new hoodie colors.
New hoodie colors are on the way. New hoodies are on the way.
They gonna be red or that light blue.
Let me know, because I placed the order. Why not? But hopefully, this ad need to come on. Y'all, I got a new pop-up shop on the 28th. That's going to be lit.
Oh, here we go. First off.
Like, bro, start crying. Like, what are you crying
for?
It's
easier to be a parent this morning. It's easier to be a dad. It's easier to tell your kids.
The 28th.
Character matters. It matters. Telling the truth matters. Being a good person matters. And it's easier for a whole lot of people. If you're Muslim in this country, you don't have to worry if the president doesn't want you here.
It's very cool.
If you're an immigrant, you don't have to worry if the president's going to be happier to have babies snatched away or send dreamers back for no reason. This is vindication for a lot of people who have really suffered. You know, the I can't breathe, You know, that wasn't just George Floyd. That was a lot of people that felt that they couldn't breathe. Every day you're waking up and you're getting these tweets and you just don't know. And you're going to the store and people who have been afraid to show their racism are getting nastier and nastier to you. And you're worried.
Isn't that a little coonish?
A little bit. It looked coonish because Biden, because he's doing it because not. I don't think he's doing it because Biden won. He's doing it because Trump gone. He's doing it because Trump gone. He's doing it because Biden won.
Hey, bro, where you been like the past like 30 years? Like,
that's why I think everybody's celebrating for, not because Biden won. That was a wild election anyway. 2016. That was a wild election. Even though in Hillary was projected to win too.
Hillary did win. They the electoral people, mm-hmm. Hillary won. They just they voted Trump. You know, the electoral college mm-hmm. get the final say, and they voted Trump. Which I'm surprised that they ain't voting Trump this time. But I mean, Trump, don't worry,
get buddy out of
there. Trump ain't going nowhere. He probably gonna have a reality show or something. I might do a little prison time.
Free fraud. Cause it's weird that he even got like elected. Cause like you get his pass and everything. Somebody like that shouldn't even be in the running. Cause black dude like that, they wouldn't be in the running. They would destroy him. They tried to destroy Obama. He had a clean record.
Yeah. What did? I remember when they used to say, "What, Obama wasn't even a U.S. citizen?" Mm-hmm. I was like, "How's he president?"
They even tried to kill Michelle.
Like Michelle was a man.
Yeah, at least Michelle did something. What are Melania doing? Let's try to do this just school bullying thing.
Yeah. She getting a divorce, actually. Well, supposed to be after like. If this run is over,
they show her moving out already.
Oh God, Trump gonna be back to the escorts anyway, so it don't even matter. I'm not a fan of neither. I think these 4 years probably still gonna be trash. I really don't care. I didn't care from the jump. I didn't care when Trump got into office. And Hillary lost. It's when I had them two options. That's when I knew.
Cool.
It was,
I don't have any money, sister.
Are you off?
Very traumatized.
Yeah, but I'm busy right now. Actually, you are live on the Let's Talk About Her podcast. Do you have any topics you'd like to discuss with me and my co-host? Huh? I knew you. Bye. I knew you were going to say that. Bye. Nah, it's cool. Moving on from that.
Yeah.
I know y'all select. What you did for Halloween? You was out?
Halloween.
I think you was.
Man, Halloween was crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yours too? Go ahead.
Man, Halloween was crazy. I can't even say too much. But,
keep it legal.
We were supposed to go to Gulf Breeze. Let's start there. We were supposed to go to a little party. It was a party. They was having Gulf Breeze. That didn't really work out too much. So, then we decided we were going to go to downtown. And, you know, the two people I'd normally be with, Days and Trinity, they was kind of, you know.
A little drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we also had, I can't say that. We had somebody else.
We had somebody else with us too.
So then basically we just playing like, ride around the city. Cause like first we went, we was looking for the parties to go to. Cause at first I was like, nah, we going home.
Yeah.
Cause I seen it was Gulf Breeze. Cause nobody knew. They just shouldn't be paying no attention to certain stuff. So she was, so we, I typed in the address. He said, go Bridge. I'm like, how we gonna get over there?
Bridge down there? It's like the long way around?
Yeah. So it was like, nah, we just gonna go to like, what was it? O'Reilly's? We just gonna go downtown. So yeah. We went downtown. You know how drunk people be.
What time y'all?
Everybody start arguing.
Y'all there kind of early, like late at night.
I think it was the middle.
Like 12.
But we was there for a minute, and then we went. So we was going. We couldn't go to Seville because, you know, I'm not old enough. Dude, wasn't old enough either. So we went to, I guess, the O'Reilly's place. I think that's the place. But we was just standing in line like for like a whole hour, just sitting there. So then. They just had to go pee though. So she went across the street and the people wouldn't let her go pee. They were charging her $5. So she came back to me. She's like, Eli, can I have $5? So I gave her $5. She went to go pee. Took forever. Lord knows what was going on.
You gotta
on.
Pee, man.
So then pee. She come back. I was like, you know what? Let's just go out to eat, y'all.
Yeah.
So
wrap the night up.
When we get
I knew you was hot.
Yeah.
I knew you was hot.
So I was like, as we get back to the car, the crew get into it a little bit. They get into it. You know, feisty. Mm-hmm. So they get into it. And then when they get into it, her mama called. Her mama was like, come see us at this place. So we get to the place. The place is like a redneck, like rundown bar. No,
for real.
You seen the picture? You seen the picture. That was at that, like, it was like a, I think I said Dark Lane. That was my caption.
I think, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all was in. Well, I'm surprised I made it out of there, but I was shotgun to your face.
It was crazy. I ain't gonna lie, it was crazy. And then, like, no, the car ride, but I can't speak on the car rider. It was a lot of people involved, man. But it's funny. Very funny.
A lot of illegal stuff in your story, bro.
Nah.
It ain't legal, you can't say it.
Yeah, I can't say it.
Yeah, mine was...
I mean, I tell y'all.
Mine was pretty wild, too. It was long. We had an extra hour or two that night. It was long.
Oh, that, too.
It was long. Oh, my God. I mean, I enjoyed it. But we went to... My whole crew. We went to... Part, I forgot where it was at. Where was that? We all, you know, we all in costumes, everything. We plan was like to go party hop.
Yeah.
Party. So we all in costumes, everything. And the first party we get to, it's like more, I guess, us,
mm-hmm.
black people. But it's the hood. Mm-hmm. And we all in costumes. And especially for the dude that don't go out, like, ain't none of them in costumes. Nobody up there in costumes, except like the girls, you know, they ain't like a little everything showing, cleavage, everything out.
Yeah.
But dudes, they all like this. And they jeans, everything. Walk. Look. On point. For no reason. I mean, you got like the people out there, you know, the ones dancing and everything.
Yeah.
But everybody looks like this point. You know, from dude going out, they don't go out. I'm like, why am I here? We all in costumes. Yeah. I'm dressed. You see my costume?
No.
I'm dressed like a priest and shit. Like. That's funny if you know me. It's like a priest. So I'm like, I ain't like this on the wall. Either. I'm like in the middle of it. Like, what are you doing? We got all the costumes. Somebody in the cat in the hat. Thing one, thing two. We got the Walmart associate. We got Biggie Smalls. We got, we had a cop. We had a paratrooper, whatever. We got a costume. We just like, we look out of place. Because anybody else's costume, we just like looking. So then, you know, they already drunk a little bit. Girl who deals with us. They already drunk a little bit. Then we get in the club, they start flopping. Well, not all start flopping, but on the way out, they really flopping. Like,
ah, dang.
You're like, all right, but then, then we get set up to, we went back home because one of them was like too drunk. She started throwing up shit. Like, oh, shit, we gotta take her home, jump out of the house.
Dang.
But then, like two others like, nah, we still want a party. We still got a party to go to. He said, I ain't get drunk, I ain't get dressed as cute to go to one party and go home.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 12, I think. 12. Dang, this cute party. I was like, all right, cool, okay, we're going to take y'all. It was like, we're going to a white person party. White people party, white people party.
I bet that was crazy.
Yeah, I ain't get to the comments yet. We get to that party. And like, and it's not like a frat party. It's like the white person that's kind of like trying to be like a little bit party.
Yeah.
Like, you know. So we get the, and the music playing, and they already drunk too, so they're like, they already in their hype mode. Why the music playing? What the fucking music at? Why the music ain't playing? So we're just like, is the party over? The party's over? They're like, no, party over. And okay, so we walk in, it's like a house party this time.
Okay.
Like, we walk in now, I guess it's like they start playing music again. Then they play 3D Dog. Then, as soon as I go by Young Boy, as soon as that start, like we want to go with us, he's like, who the fuck you talking to? Nah, you talking to me? He's like, what the fuck? He's like, I'll beat that bitch. And we're like, okay, let's go. So Noah grab her. Like, okay, let's go. She hype. We're like, what are we talking about? We didn't even see nothing going on. Like, who talking about? It's like, we're in the car, we're trying to wrestle in the car. We're like, I'll beat that bitch. Who's you talking to? So we find like this. We were at least for like 15, 20 minutes trying to get her in the car. It's like some random ass girl came up. She's like, y'all just let her fight. She's like, yeah, I'll beat that bitch ass. Like, who the hell are you? Like, this random girl comes up to us. Yeah, y'all let her fight. Let her fight it out. I'm like, who's you? So we get her in the car, finally. Everything calmed down. Then they was like, it was still, I guess, kind of early. We was only in there for about 5 minutes, literally about 5 minutes. It was like, okay, well, we still want to go do something. He said, like, yeah, I ain't even drunk no more. Then I'm like, damn, okay. So we go, then we go downtown, and like, everyone really realized how big the world really is, because there was like so many people there. I realized, damn, all these people just come meet up together.
Yeah, it was about 1,000+ people yeah. Right downtown.
Like, we was weaving through downtown. Like, we didn't know where we were going. It was one girl we was with. Like, she knew exactly what she wanted. Like, we know, we tell her she go out. Like, she went bounce, this way. And,
Did you see the line to, Bro, it was a line all the way from, like, I don't even know what you call that road.
We went kind of late. We probably done by then.
Deep.
It was done by then.
What did y'all, what time y'all got home? Bro,
not
home until like 4 o'clock.
We probably not that late. We probably thinking like 3. You know, we had an extra hour, so we.
Oh, it was long. Yeah. We went to the Wahoos too.
Yeah. Y'all went way out there?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy too.
But nah, we didn't go out there. But we was downtown. We lost one of the girls.
Yeah.
Then when we got out there, I took my costume off. I was like, fuck it, I'm hot. Whatever. Then we go out there and I see people with costumes on and shit. I'm not like, now I'm out of costume. Everybody want to wear costume and shit again. I'm like, damn. This is why I should have wore a costume too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was out there just chilling. You know, everybody else with the, what's the other place called? It's like a gay bar. They was out there talking to them for a minute. Yeah, girls talking to them for a minute.
They have that here?
I think so. They probably in a gay bar. Probably just a lot of gays there.
Oh, yeah. Nah, matter of fact, while I was in line, a dude came up to us and was like, asked me and Trinity. He said, if we do a backflip, he'll give me $100.
You did?
No.
Bro, you can do a backflip.
Yeah, I can.
$100. You want drunk and done? You want?
Yeah, no. $100. I ain't gonna do it.
Nah, I'll hit $500. Bust that out real quick. Yeah, but, man.
That was crazy, man.
It was a crazy night. I thought you'd be at home or something.
Nah.
Well, I figured. Yeah, y'all would be out.
I mean, we'd be out. Yeah. The only thing, like, they just be getting pressed a lot.
Mm.
They get pressed by other people. Mm. But me, I'm free. I'm not in slavery.
You was fight about to break out of downtown, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was like 5 dudes came up, too, after the altercation. Came up, like, what's going on? Like, damn, dog. Niggas go out fighting.
Matter of fact, when I was when we was leaving the Wahoo, we ran into some people, and they was like, party we was gonna go to. They said like one part, that party we was gonna go to in Gulf Breeze, they said it was dead. Then the other one, they said it got shot up.
Oh, I think we might have been there. I ain't even shut up all. Like, okay, dudes at the party, like, dudes, they put a little of fireworks. And you know gunshots. Yeah. So fireworks going off, boom, 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 then you hear pow pow, like actual gunshots. We like, bro, what is y'all doing? What's the point?
Yeah.
Just to shoot, like, just to show you got it.
That would have been my cue to...
Yeah, this we was going, we was like, okay, time to go. We out of here. We not going to say it with this. Then, like, oh yeah, then when it happened, like, cars put off. Like, everybody just dangerous as hell. Somebody almost crashed in front of us.
Dang.
They were like,
man, yeah, that's crazy.
Me.
But it was lit, though.
It was alright, kind of had fun a little bit.
I've been on the road though lately. Like, I mean, I've been having my fun, but you know, I've been more so on the business tip too.
Yeah, you've been busy. I see you every day on Snap, getting busy.
Yeah, I got new things coming soon. Can't announce it yet, but new things coming soon. I'm finna be selling them packs for real. So ladies, hit me up.
Oh yeah, we gotta talk about this too. King Von.
Dang.
And you sick. I realize something you do. Whenever somebody die, that's when you start listening to them. You have never played King
Von.
You never played King Von.
Okay.
Ever in a car.
You right.
I come in today, you playing King Von.
You right. But what? His album came out a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So
you listen to it a little bit?
I was listening to it. Okay. You know, I was enjoying it, but then, and I don't even know how I should say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Like, I don't care. Like, when I was listening to the music, I was like,
he finna die soon. Yeah. Somebody finna get him. Yeah. Cause he dissing everybody.
I was like, this is very
what? Disrespectful.
Tuka?
But he didn't get killed by somebody from Chicago.
Yeah, that was the shocking part though.
Atlanta.
So I mean, you seen the video?
No. Well, I saw the video and didn't kill you.
I seen the video.
But you saw the interview Act did with his manager?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't watched it yet, but I saw parts of it.
It's very good. I mean, it makes sense though too. Like his story, it makes everything make sense. Like, basically, you know, bro, we just don't go.
Yeah, because they compared it to Pac, because when he was like, Orlando at the casino, he ran out, tried to go fight with
Pac. I ain't gonna lie, Quando was getting.
Yeah.
But he made him do a backflip.
Bro, and the people on Instagram, they found it out before the police did.
Oh, God.
They showed the video of the dude shooting him. He had the same jacket on, same thing.
No, I knew who it was from the music video.
Yeah, they showed the music
video. I was like,
same
that's him.
Exactly, same black.
I was like, dang. But yeah, you should definitely go listen to that AK video. That was a good, like, I don't even like listening to AK interviews, but that was a good one. But it's crazy though, because like a lot of that could have been avoided, but I mean.
Yeah, it could have been avoided.
But dude, I don't know, but that's a tough situation though. I think bro was out of pocket though, like shooting dude.
Yeah.
Had to do all that.
Yeah, y'all was fighting. They was fighting. Ain't no need to just.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it wasn't need. They was finna get jumped, but he did it like just so smooth. Just
like, bro, why? Like,
then he even tried to help him up. Like, after he was like, bro, you just fighting, nigga. Why you try to help him up?
Yeah. Well, that's another thing though. In the interview, he was saying, like, he won. So, I'm guessing Quando out. Because you seen the first pop. So, the manager say that what was happening is, like, the police. By that time, the police were shooting. And they say, Von was. He was still conscious. Mm-hmm. He was shielding. He was using him as a shield.
Oh, using Quando as a shield?
Yeah. I guess that he was that strong. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Von do look like a strong dude. But he was saying he was using Quando as a shield. But he was also saying, like, his friends ain't leave him or nothing. It was just like everything happened in like a split second.
That's how it be. Because he shot him point blank, too.
Yeah, because ain't nobody even see, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But do? Like, why would you throw your life away in 4K?
Yeah, they got it in 4K.
Like, what?
Like, they got to the same. They cut off from the jacket he was wearing. It was like black and gray. Then he posted a story on Instagram earlier that day in the same jacket.
And then Quando was on live after that. Like, bro, are these people dumb? But I was... That's very shocking, though, like, how that happened. Like, I would think, you know, he'd go out, you know, shoot out.
Mm-hmm.
Or something crazy.
Well, I don't know, because I didn't think FBG Duck was going to die either. That's all he did.
Oh,
Because he was, like, one of the kind of special rappers, too. But I thought he would have been killed sooner than when he did. Because like, he's, like, 5 years late now. I thought he'd have been got shot. But not like 5 years later.
But I ain't gonna lie, I don't even get no beef. But you know, if I had to pick a side, you know, I'm O-Block. 600, 300.
I mean, you don't even listen to Quando Rondo.
No, I used to listen to
you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you crazy.
I really did. I have like three songs that I was really listening to, but that just kinda I can't even respect that. Like, when I think about that, I was like, bro, why? And then, like, the stuff he be talking about in his music, I'm like, bro, you let your man just shoot dude like that? Like, that's crazy. And then it's, like, crazy because it's, like, when the manager explained the story, it's like, dang. Like, you just can't get beat up.
It's some moves like that, like, you can't control it. Like how Pac was.
Yeah.
Like somebody in his ear, like yeah. Like you can beat his ass too. Like, nah, man.
But the manager was saying he wasn't listening to nobody. Like he did that on his own, like kinda like Pac was. Mm-hmm. Just but he got shot three times. Three or four times.
That was 2 times.
He said like 3 or 4 times. And then the manager got shot too. That's crazy. But I ain't gonna lie. The album does sound amazing to me. Like, I was listening to it before he died, and now it's starting to grow on me, you know, now he's dead.
You just same thing with Pop Smoke. Literally.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I was not a fan of Pop Smoke.
I was
a hater.
Then we listen to Dior, Dior? Nah, man. Nah. I mean, that's how it be. Because, to be honest, I didn't know where Pop Smoke came from. Like, he came out of nowhere. Like, first time I seen Pop Smoke, he was on Bleach Report promoting his song. Like, where the hell he came from? Well, actually, first time I heard him was my sister, the one that called me. She was playing the song he did with Nicki, went to the party. I thought he was like a Haitian dude, like Caribbean type. I was like, who's he playing?
I thought he was trying to, like, bite the UK.
UK?
I'm like, bro, who is him? Like,
yeah.
This ain't Dave. He's like skeptical, like what? But that's crazy though, what happened about him. But see, that's why I be trying to tell people, you know, people don't fight no more.
Man,
that's crazy. But like, dude threw his whole life away.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone. Ain't no way he can dispute that.
In 4K,
he's gone. And they might even get Quando Rondo with it. With like affiliation.
Yeah.
They probably can get all of them, to be honest.
And then what? The police killed his friend? That's a messed up situation. Because they shot dude who shot mine. Then they killed my friends. That was crazy.
I didn't know that.
But that's what Vine was shooting from. Because I guess the police was shooting. Because after Vine got shot, the police started shooting. That's why dude was on the ground and like shivering.
Yeah.
Cause the police shot him. Like, I guess the shots was coming from behind.
That's kind of wild. The police.
Well, I guess they were undercover. They was basically just shooting everybody who had a gun.
Yeah.
That's how like his Vine friends got killed.
I mean, I guess you gotta take them out, but like still, like the police just like. I'm sure like them was like all like a crowd kinda. Just police start shooting. I don't know, I wasn't there.
But he said, like, he was good up until, he was calm, well, calm, collected, up until he even went to surgery, and then that's when he died. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, because the wound he got from the shots, probably bled out.
Yeah. Like, dying during surgery. But that's crazy, though. I never expect that from, like, Varno. Like,
yeah, dang. To be honest, I never expected from Varno. Because the way he be talking, I thought he was the one shooting.
I thought he was a demon. But, I mean, dude was probably listening to the music. He was probably like, oh, he gotta go.
And the one time that he do, like, try to fight, he ended up getting shot instead of trying to shoot first.
Yeah. I do think that, like, a lot of that stuff, like, because I do, like, with certain Chicago rappers, I do be believing that some of the stuff they be talking about, they done really did to people. Mm-hmm. I do feel like that stuff catches up with you.
But sometimes I feel like it's been, like, affiliation. So they don't be, like, because I'm sure they're not the ones always killing people. It's like, mm-hmm. like somebody didn't know, somebody close with, like, yeah, we did that. Like, yeah. Nah, nigga, he did that.
Yeah. But I ain't... I know Dirk going through it.
Yeah. This third, fourth time.
Dirk always loses somebody.
I know it's... I know he lost Nooski. That's his cousin. His blood cousin.
Fredo. Were they cool? Capo? Capo got killed. And you know what? You want to know what's crazy? A lot of these, like, Chicago murders, I didn't seen all of them. Like, they all on video, like, with Calvin. Mm-hmm. I didn't even look at Twitter no more.
Yeah, Calvary, it was some real. Him, like, bleeding out. Like, y'all, like, he's sitting there literally, like, bleeding out. Like, get him in the car, hospital, whatever y'all can. Don't wait on the ambulance, because I ain't gonna get there for, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
And you in Chicago, too.
Yeah.
They might even come out there. they gonna say, all right, bring him when he gone.
Oh, God. That's crazy. R.P. Vaughn, I listen to his music. But I do think people need to kind of chill. Definitely got to chill. Please. Did we answer?
Fuck.
Yo, what's good?
What's up?
Yeah, we recording.
On it right now.
Why, what's up?
You live. Turn it up.
Oh, I mean, he can come through. I got him.
Turn up.
Where?
I can't hear.
Where? Oh, he's talking about Damo.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, I joined how long you gonna be here?
Alright. Alright. What is that?
You want a bracelet? Damn,
I want
a plug
with
a bracelet.
Plug. If you carry away with that word, plug.
They're
gonna hunt you down,
bro. Man. But, man. I do think people need to chill, though. Like, when I be thinking, like after Ron got killed, like, when I be seeing, like, all them people, like, making fun of. Mm-hmm. All them people deaf, I'll be like, y'all need to chill.
I mean, it wasn't no chill before he got killed.
It wasn't no
chill with Doug. So not gonna chill for Vaughn. They smoke him too.
Maybe wild. And then, like, it be what them people I don't like to see, like I understand people be having opinions and whatnot, but they be having whole beefs with people. They don't even know none of these people. None of these celebrities.
Yeah,
Trey. Yeah. Bro, there's people down here who got an OTF tattoo.
For real?
I know about 3 people got an OTF tattoo.
Yeah, you did say 28th, bro. So I'm trying to request it all.
That's gonna be lit for real. Yeah, but rest in peace to King Von.
Oh yeah, let me you heard that new Ty Dolla $ign album?
Yeah.
You like it?
No. Mm. Why? He stick to doing features.
Nah, bro, you can't say that. It's, I feel like he was kind of like pandering again.
Yeah.
To like all his fans. It's 25 songs. That's an hour long. That's a long. It's a pretty long album. Cause I know he's great, but like
I feel like he could have did better. But he don't. He won't be better.
He getting into like the party type.
Yeah. Like you ever be around spot, you know they can do better. It's just like they just won't do better. And he's one of them. I was like, I wasn't interested. Like I was like, bro, I'll go listen to Party Next Door or something. Bryson Tiller, lame album. I just don't be trying to hear it.
What else came out? I know Sweet dropped that song.
What about
Oxygen?
I hope y'all like this new setup. It's like amazing.
Might have been this problem. I'm gonna tell you later.
Do what?
We might have to do this one from now on.
Alright.
I'm gonna start with a request a day off.
Okay. Is that me now?
You don't assume.
Oh, Black OTF.
Let me see who came out this last week. I don't want to listen to no damn disco. I'm just asking Chris, what's your album of the year this year so far? That's hard to think about.
That's tough.
I'm gonna pull up the album this year.
Album of this year, bro? I ain't even cap to you. I say like mainstream.
I'm gonna say we start counting. I'm gonna say rap albums.
Okay. Alright. Cause you know, I was Burna Boy.
What?
I was gonna say Burna Boy.
Oh, okay. What?
Easy. But rap album, I got three. I got either My Turn is starting to grow on me. Savage Mode 2 and Daystar. I wasn't excited this year, or impressed by nothing.
I'm trying to get a list of like the albums this year. They give me
Nas.
They give me everybody album. I don't know everybody shit. I want the biggest names.
Yes. This year wasn't it for me. And I had like a lot of good songs, but it wasn't it.
I got Eternal Take.
Oh dang, that's
this year, 2020. That's a long year, man.
I like it. I'd rather the second half.
Yeah, I got it. Well, Lose Vert versus the World 2.
Yeah.
I guess. You know, Storms came out this year too. 2020. Heavy is the Head.
Yeah, I listened to it. It was straight.
West Side Gun.
Benny's album was kind of. It was solid. I gave it a chance. Teddy told me to give it a chance.
Me personally, I can listen to like the boom bap kind of. It sounds a little bit dated to me. And like, I don't get much out of that. Because like, I ain't gonna say if something sounds the same, but it's like, seems like the same subject matter kind of. So I can't really say. It ain't something I can listen to every day. Like, some of them have a repeat. I can like, you know, listen to it, respect it, acknowledge it.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
Yeah, I can't play it all the time. I can acknowledge how good it is, but I can't, like, put it somewhere in the car, chill in the house in the shower or something, turn on some Benny the Butcher.
I gotta be in mood. A lot of the movies that came out this year, I gotta be in mood for. But other than that, like, Daystar, that was the right. That's the one. Beats, amazing, just amazing. Savage Mode 2 too.
Who think is gonna drop in the fourth quarter of 2020? Technically, J. Cole said fall off 2020. Do you think that's happening?
I'm starting not to believe that.
I don't think so. Because he ain't doing a rollout for nothing soon. He ain't. Well, you know, he don't really do all the promo either sometimes.
He might do a December drop like he did for a sales drop.
Yeah, it's still possible. Yeah. It's possible.
But either, if he don't do the fall off, I think he's going to do like that Kill Edward thing again. Alter Ego, whatever. Whatever that thing is. I think he'll do an album.
Oh, yeah. And your boy. 2021 January.
Oh yeah. So you know, no Drake this year.
What do you think it's gonna sound like? You think he's gonna be focused with it, or he's gonna be like some kind of rap, some little poppy stuff, some little R&B in it too?
See, I ain't gonna lie. See, I thought it was gonna be a full
rap
album.
It ain't Certified Lover Boy.
Yeah, I realized
it's
he dropped a mixtape.
Yeah.
And you know when Drake drops a mixtape, you know it's coming.
Yeah, he rapped on the mixtape. He ain't even rapping.
And then he, matter of fact, he commented on somebody's post like a few days ago. It's like, it's going to be just like Views. And it's going to grow on people. So I was like, I ain't even.
Do Views grow on people?
I'll go back and listen to it. I think Views is a good album, just came out at the wrong time. Because, like, it's like, bro, you got called out for ghostwriting. Yeah,
you beefing with Mill. Stop making pop songs.
And you're singing? Like, bro, what? So yeah, I don't know. I'm not, but I don't know. But Laugh Now Cry Later, it's like, I like it. So,
it's a pretty good song.
So I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, like you beefing with Meek Mill. Don't drop Controller. But it was like Hotline Bling, big ass song. That was a hot ass song.
Right. I know, but like,
but yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, from all these songs, cause I usually when I look at the Drake track list, like I see like all the number ones. Like I see, okay, that's on big, that's on big, that's on big. But I look at Views, I don't see any of those songs besides Controller and Hotline Bling.
Yeah.
And One Dance.
And it has some good songs. It's just like, bro, you could have. The same thing with Scorpion. I'm like, bro, you could have 12 solid songs.
I think Scorpion was a little too long.
Yeah.
25 songs. I think because, I guess it's good and bad about Drake. It's like he always try to like do something for his fans.
Oh, he like, try to get everybody.
Yeah, cover everybody.
Everybody satisfied.
But you can't do that and have like a great album.
Yeah. That's cool though.
Because with the whole Scorpion, he had side A, side B. I mean, it, like, for Drake fans, it's probably great because, you know, that's more Drake music. They're going to love that. But for somebody who ain't trying to hear all that.
What else you want to get off?
Please stop saying like that. You've been saying that. Get off your chest. I'm not mad at nobody. I'm happy. I'm living good.
My life is home. Good.
And like new setup. Real spiritual. Spiritual. Y'all gonna see you later. Hold on, what is shit at?
Y'all subscribe. Y'all see my face healing.
I don't know I can't press the button. I can't just close it off.
Thank God I'm healing.
How long have been on?
Oh yeah, we got.
Where is it? At least 40. Where is that?
Oh yeah.
I don't know how to work shit. If you leave, I ain't gonna know what the fuck to do.